Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show.
Hello, my wonderful, fantastic audience. Well, you're in for a treat. I'm in the dungeon. So anybody who's listening, you may want to go over and find the video of this episode over on Fat Life or on my loyal fans page. My Fat Life, you can find me under Empress / or dash Gaia. And my loyal fans is Empress Gaia 1. Okay, so I'm wearing this very sexy, like PVC faux leather dress, super hot. And I got my riding crop in my hand because we are going to talk about, what are you bringing to the table? All right. What are you, as a submissive, bringing to the table? How can you attract DOMs? So this comes out of, this episode is inspired by so many things. So many interactions, so many things. It comes from going to the clubs and seeing, you know, people walking around with their leashes and being like, please take my leash and own me, to messages that I, endless amount of messages I get on FetLife of like, I want to serve you. I want to be your slave. I want, and then, you know, and of course in my capacity, you know, as a pro, I don't take on any lifestyle subbies anymore. So to spend time with me, you have to hire me to spend time with me. So, you know, that's a totally different thing. And then I have a lot of, you know, I have a lot of female friends in particular and DOMs who are in the lifestyle. And again, they get inundated with subbies wanting to have them dominate them. And the number one problem is that there's nothing that a subby, when you approach, often what happens is submissives are like, I need, I want, I have, I need to do this, I want this, which defeats the purpose of submission, defeats the purpose of surrendering, defeats the purpose of whether you're a service sub, whether you're, you know, just need to, you know, surrender every once in a while. I like to call them alpha subs, whether you're an alpha sub or a subby sub or a service sub, it's still about the surrender to your dominant. And this is why you're not getting anybody new takers, because why, as a dominant, would I want to take you on? Because what are you bringing to the table? What tools, what skills, what traits, what, like, how are you going to make, and this is an important piece, how are you, when you're approaching a dominant, how are you going to make that dominant want to take on the role of dominating you? Because the truth is, dominating people is a lot of energy. It's a lot of responsibility. It's a lot of work. It's wonderful, and I love it, you know, professionally. And in the past, when I've done, from a personal level, and I've done, I've had a lifestyle subby, it's wonderful and rewarding, but it's a lot of energy. You got to know where they are. You got to know what their emotional state of being is. You got to make sure they're safe. There's a lot of responsibility that goes into, it's more than just do this, do that. I'm going to take you. I'm going to use you. I'm going to have my way with you. Those are like kind of the surface levels of the whole power exchange, dominance, mission thing. But to get to that place of trust and respect and surrender, there has to be safety and awareness and helping to make you the best version of yourself. And so why would somebody take you on as a submissive? So this is why I'm having this conversation. All right. You need to think about it as a job interview. All right. So you go and you apply for a job. Do you just say, I want this job, so you should give it to me? No, you don't. You're like, I'd really like this job, and here are my qualifications of why I will contribute to the company and why I will make it, why choosing me is a good choice, because this is all the ways in which I can make the company better. Here's my skills. Here's my repertoire. Here's my, this is what your resume is all about. And you are up for that job, just like, everybody else who's brought in their resume and are basically vying for that one position. And if you start looking at submission and finding a dom, whether that's a pro dom or a lifestyle dom, and you look at it as there's one position to be filled, and you are one of hundreds or thousands, depending on, all sorts of variables, but at least, like there's, you are more than other, more than just you are applying for this position. And you start looking at it as applying for it as a job. It's a job position. So now we got to see what are you bringing to the table? And this also, we're talking about for the submissives at this point, and then I'll do another one about as a dom, what do you bring to the table, right? Because it needs to be, there's equality in this dynamic, even though we're doing a power exchange, but before there needs to be an equal everybody bringing their A game. Okay, so what skills do you got? How can your skills make that dominance life easier, more fulfilling, better, easier, more rewarding? What is it that you got? Do you know how to massage? Have you taken any courses on massage to improve your massage skills? Do you know how to cook? Have you taken any cooking courses? So if so, I'm going to list the things that are, good skills to have. And if you don't really have them yet, it's good to go take some classes, courses, get those skills to add those to your repertoire. Okay. So, things like, okay, so what did I start with? Oh, massage. What are your massage skills? What are your cooking skills? What are your organization skills? What are your cleaning skills like? Can you build shit? Can you fix shit? Can you, like I said, these are all really, 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 really important skills. You have these skills and you bring those to the table, and you're going to get a dom's attention. But it's about, and then the secondary piece, so figure out those are the big skills. Now we have sex skills, right? So what's your oral skills like? Everybody thinks they have really good oral skills. Most people don't. As somebody who's a sex expert who teaches people about oral and sex, majority of people who think they have good skills don't. So she just, because people who have really good skills don't assume they have good skills, and they continue to learn new things. That's what makes them good in bed. So that being said, if your answer to that was like, oh, I have mad oral skills and I have mad sex skills and I'm mad, blah, 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 then you probably, skills are anywhere from good to mediocre, not epic. And if you want to get that job with that dom that you really want, you want epic. So it's time to educate. It's time to go back and re-educate so that you have, you know, you can beef up your CV, beef up your resume, your submissive resume. So yes. So, and there's great ways to do that. I mean, I have lots of courses. You can, you know, reach out to me and I, you know, there's a sexual skill building course that will give you all the tools and all the skills and ramp up your sex skills exponentially. But there's also, you know, probably where you live, there's probably at the sex toy store, there's often sex education courses you may want to go take, so that you can be like, oh, okay, this is how to do this. You can reach out to me. I can pass along if you want, you know, hands-on. There's some people I know that can help you with those, that hands-on education experience, training. So yes, what are you bringing to the table? And so, okay, so you got, now you figured out what your skill sets are. You figured out where your weaknesses are, you know, and so now you're going to ramp up and go, you know, go get those, you know, build those repertoire up. And then when you approach a dom, don't just tell them how hot you think they are. Don't just be like, I need to serve you. Don't use I statements, because then what that tells the dom is like, oh, you really, this is about your fantasies, about your desires, about what you want, not about, hey, how can I serve you and what can I bring to the table? Now, once you start the engagement, then you can both, you know, figure out where your kinks are. Are those kinks compatible? You know, is there the style in which your relationship, is that compatible? Like all of those things. But your first contact should really be, here's what I'm bringing to the table. And then ask, what are you lacking in your life? So if you ask this to a dom, if you ask this question to a dom, you're going to get her or his or theirs attention, okay? You know, what are you lacking and what do you need support in your life with? How can I make your life better? They're going to be like, what? Well, that's exciting. And then they'll take some pause and then you're in. There's more likely you're in. You're instead of just getting blocked and deleted. And moving on. All right. And then from there, you can utilize all of the other tools we talked about in the dating process and how do we communicate and, you know, you go over your hard limits list and what does that look like and how do you, you know, make sure that you guys are on the same page and things, right? You want to find out, you know, now once there's a, in, you know, this, your first contact has been established and you've asked, you know, you've brought, here's what I bring to the table and how can I make your life easier? And they're like, ooh, and they're engaging with you. And then you want to ask them lots of questions. Ask them about what excites them. Ask them about what they are looking for. Ask them about why they like being a dom. Ask them. Ask lots of questions. Asking questions, you know what that tells a dom? It's like, ooh, it will activate the dom being like, oh, this little submissive actually wants to serve me. It's not about take, take, take. I. It's like, oh, they want to serve me. And this can become a beautiful, mutually satisfying, not one-sided where one person is giving all the, you know, all the energy and the other person's just, you know, taking. And that goes both ways, right? Like, you know, the responsibility as a dom again. So that's the subside. Okay. So doms, what are you bringing to the table? This should be fairly easy. List, because we tend to be pretty cocky when it comes to being dominant. As a general rule, that's pretty standard. So what am I? So I'm going to talk about what I bring to the table. All right. What I bring to the table is a curiosity for human sexuality and pushing people to be the best version of themselves and the sluttiest and the most sexually liberated and free. That is number one thing I bring to the table as a sexual being, as a dominant, as a lover, as a partner, as a friend. One thing is my curiosity to support others being the best sexually liberated person possible. That's huge. And I do that through many different ways. Exploring experiences, asking probing questions. Just ask anybody in my life. They're like, oh God, guy and her probing questions. We both love her and hate her for that. So that's one thing I bring. That's a huge piece, right? The second thing I bring to the table is my understanding of human sexuality and human psychology and trauma. So these combine together with my absolute curiosity of how to make everybody the best sexually liberated and free person makes for a very potent and very sexy cocktail. That is me. And if you listen to my laugh, you can hear it. Everything you need to know about me in my laugh. The third thing I bring to the table is my communication skills. My ability to ask for what I want, be clear about it, to help others to be clear about asking for what they need and what they want, making sure that when we negotiate, everybody gets there. It's all about my communication, not only being able to articulate what I'm trying to say, but also being able to speak in a way that the other person who I'm speaking to understands me is very important, and that I move from a win-win. Everything has to be a win-win in my world. And as a dominant, that's really, really important because otherwise I could use my superpowers for evil because people just do what I want them to. I'm very influential in that department. Like my body, I get excited about something and everybody around me is like, woo, let's do that. And they're like, I don't even want to do that, but now I need to do that. So I make sure that I don't use that power for evil. I only use it to better, like I said, my first thing that I bring to the table is wanting to be everybody to be the best version of themselves, the most sexually liberated and free version of themselves. So my communication skills and my ability to have everybody a win-win is another piece that I bring to the table. And of course, I'm super smoking hot and I love sex and I love everything to do with exploration, which makes everything I do hot and sexy. And I bring all that sex energy to the table. And then I'm really a lovely sadist. And I'm kinky as fuck. I'm kinky as fuck, and I'm a lovely sadist. These things are what I bring to the table. And my deep understanding is that I'm going to go back to my number two thing that brings to the table, my deep understanding of human psychology within the relationship to sexuality and trauma really allows for some deep exploration, kinky, sexual liberation, freedom exploration that I help to facilitate. And if you're not watching me, I've been stroking my riding crop in a very seductive, like it's a beautiful, wonderful cock that I might have in my hand. See, everything I do is seductive and sexual. I'm incredibly inappropriate. So that's what I bring to the table. Those are some big, and also years and years and years and years and years of being a sexual educator and a sexual trauma healer and exploring my own kinky exploration and being a pro dominatrix. All these things bring what I bring to the table. Any person can walk through my door and they could feel safe. Oh, I forgot that part. I make everybody feel safe. I find out what it is that they need to feel safe. And we create that safety. And once that safety is created, again, that's that piece around in helping everybody be their sexually liberated and free self. And so those are the things that I bring. So doms who are listening, I want you to think about, well, what do you bring to the table? Like, you know, what is it that you are contributing? How are you going to make that submissive life better beyond just them being in your space and in your sphere makes them better? Like, truly, what are you contributing? How are you going to contribute to their lives becoming the best version of themselves, supporting the best version of themselves? What ways do you know how to do that? What ways don't you know how to do that? If you don't know how to do some of that, maybe it might be good to do some training. You can come see me. We can get you trained up. You know, how are you at your communication and your articulation? You know, again, can you meet your subby where your subby's at and communicate with them on equal footing while you're creating your safe environment for the kinky exploration? Are you handy? Can you build shit? How do you, you know, your skills, what's your cooking skills, what's your organization skills? You may need to teach these skills to your subby so that your subby can then best support you. So I would say, actually, a really important skill for Dom that you want to make sure that you're really skilled at, and you know, you may want to do some courses or training in this, is your ability to teach your subby what you need so that they can meet those needs, which goes in with your communication. Can you articulate what your needs are so that they can meet those needs? So that it becomes a win-win. Do you move from a place of, is it a win-win? Or is it you win and they lose? Well, ultimately, that can only sustain itself for a short period of time before that becomes an abusive relationship dynamic. So can you look at how is this a win-win? So for example, I hate doing laundry. Here's talk about a win-win. I hate doing laundry. Hate it. However, some of my subbies love doing laundry, and they love those, you know, more service subs. They love doing laundry. They love doing my laundry. They get to touch parts of my clothes that were part of my body. And then they get to wash them for me and then fold them and then bring them back and put them away. And then that made my life easier because I didn't have to do all that laundry. First of all, I hate doing it. And second of all, they loved it. And so there's a win-win. They're happy. They got to serve me. They feel fulfilled. They feel connected. They, you know, all these things. I feel supported and taken care of, and gives me more time and space to, you know, have, you know, recording podcasts and doing porn and all the sexy other things and dominating and, you know, all the other things I do, training that I do in the world instead of doing laundry. And so there's the win-win. Now, if I gave my laundry to one of my subbies who don't like doing laundry and forced them to do laundry, it's a win-lose. They'll do it because I told them to, but they won't love doing it. So therefore, it's not a win for them. It's a win for me because I still get my laundry done, but it's not a win for them. And as a Dom, their wins are just as important as your wins. So that's a big important skill that you want to come to the table with. How can you support your subbies being the best version of themselves? What's your skill set? Where do your skills lie? You know, is there some, you know, new courses or exploration that you know, new kink that you may want to explore? Okay, well, you know, part of your responsibility as the Dom is to make sure you know what you're doing and you're doing it safely. So you may want to go and get some education on that. You may want to go learn how to do that. You may want to, you know, reach out to somebody and say, hey, can I, you know, I saw you doing this, you know, kink. I really liked the way you moved with it. Can I pay you to teach me how to do that? So that, you know, when you're going to go doing, you know, say CBT or, you know, some ball busting, that you know how to do it so you don't injure your subbie and you don't end up putting them in the hospital. Your job as a Dom is to keep your subbie safe. And that's where the win-win comes in. So if you don't aren't moving that way, you're not bringing anything. You're not bringing safety to the table. If you're not bringing safety to the table, you probably won't keep your subs. Your subs will get injured and then they'll move on. And you have to go find a new sub. And you have to spend all the time training the new sub. And then we're going to be back square one. So, you know, as a, you know, so you got it again. It's a win-win. All right. So the moral of this story is, what are you bringing to the table? Where are your strengths? Where are some of your weaker skills? How do you ramp up and figure out how to improve your weaker skills? To support you being everything that your subby desires, and everything as a dom, you're the perfect subby that your dom desires. Okay. So I want you to think about, what are you bringing to the table? Both sides of the spectrum. All right. Until next time, stay curious. Ask questions, and you always know where to find me, empressgaia.com. And don't forget, if you need some extra support, reach out. And to watch this really awesome video of me doing inappropriate things with my riding crop and looking smoking hot, you want to go to FetLife and or My Loyal Fans. I would prefer going to My Loyal Fans is a great place, because not only do you get all the episodes and all the video episodes, I have to just is become a fan. You also have all the beautiful options of, you know, all the porn I'm making. Which is definitely awesome. If you're going to go over to one place, you might as well, you know, start over at Loyal Fans. All right, till next time. Bye.
Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? You know, I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please. Please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.